USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The White House says President Biden has no plans to visit the site of a toxic train derailment disaster in Ohio.
I just don't have anything to share. I know there's a lot of interest on that.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked multiple times by reporters if Biden will be making the trip to East Palestine anytime soon. She said she had nothing to share on a presidential visit, noting EPA Administrator Michael Regan and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg have visited the area.
In terms of the timing of the visit, I'm trying to strike the right balance, allowing NTSB to play its role, but making sure we're here in that show of support.
The president, who just returned from a trip to Ukraine and Poland, had faced criticism for not meeting with community members and local officials in East Palestine. The United Nations is demanding Russia withdraw its forces from Ukraine. The UN General Assembly approved a resolution calling for Russia to immediately, completely, and unconditionally withdraw troops from Ukraine. The resolution, which is non-binding, comes just one day before the one-year anniversary of the start of the war. Alex Murdaugh is being grilled over his claims about his drug addiction. On the stand today in his double murder trial, Murdaugh said his addiction to painkillers is what led him to steal money from his law firm, but the prosecution wasn't buying it.
But you would at least concede that the money you were stealing was going to support your ever-expanding wealthy lifestyle.
Yeah, I would certainly agree that there was money that didn't go to buy just pills.
The prosecution pointed out Murdaugh made millions in fees. Murdaugh said he didn't kill his wife and son in 2021, but his drug addiction caused him to lie to police about his whereabouts the day of the murders. A major storm is canceling flights, leaving people without power. Michigan is the epicenter for power outages. 800,000 people are in the dark. This is USA News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
An Orlando TV station is in mourning after what it calls a terrible tragedy for the whole community. A reporter and a photographer with Spectrum News 13 were shot yesterday while covering a story in Orange County. The reporter died and the photographer is in critical condition. A 19-year-old man was arrested for that shooting and two others that left a woman and a 9-year-old girl dead. New poll shows most Americans want Democrats and Republicans to compromise on the debt ceiling. A new PBS NewsHour NPR Marist poll finds 70% of Americans want federal lawmakers to compromise, including majorities in both parties and among independents. The U.S. could default on its debt this year if the debt ceiling isn't lifted. Starbucks has a new ingredient in some of their drinks.
Starbucks is releasing a new line of drinks with an interesting ingredient. The company is selling 8 coffee drinks in Italy infused with extra virgin olive oil. CEO Howard Schultz said the idea came from a trip he made to Sicily last year, where a Mediterranean custom involves taking a spoonful of olive oil a day. Starbucks hasn't announced that there are plans to bring the drinks to the U.S.
Spotify is rolling out a new feature that uses artificial intelligence to mix your music. It's a beta rollout of DJ and says the feature mixes a selection of songs you might like based on data alongside an AI commentator that sounds like a radio DJ. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.